coming in, you knew this was going to be a tall task against a very good Hugoton team. Yes, there are a lot of underclassmen, but they have a lot of court time. But overall, as you look at your team's performance tonight, what did you see with your team?
You know, the thing that I was most proud about is our defense. You know, we put in a new defense this week to put for Hugoton, and the girls really found the coverage and did a great job on defense. So we played two defenses, and they reacted, and we didn't give them real open shots. You know, we put a hand in faces. So defensively, I was really proud of the girls.
And kind of where the struggle started for you guys was early in that first quarter, and you mentioned before it came back on here, turnovers that were big, and especially in that first quarter.
You know, we did. We made too many turnovers offensively. We were just giving them the ball. Part of it, you know, not having 10 days of practice and trying to get it all together in 4 days. Two, this is a great defensive Hugoton team, tremendous. And then we were just a little bit nervous, I think. It's a really good team to start with. So, you know, I'm just – we'll get there.
I think even though it ended up being a 27-point game in the end, but – in the second half, I think you have a lot to take away from your performance there. You got it down to 17 there, and then before Hugoton made that big run, I think there's a lot of positives that you can take from that.
You know, we did. They put a full-court press on us, and we knew exactly how to get it beat. They threw a lot of different things on us, and we reacted, and we played well. Third quarter, I was very pleased with the girls. They showed a lot of heart, and they really wanted the ball.
And it's a big night there, I thought. And Amber, she had a tough time getting going the first three quarters, ended up with 11. But it was good to see kind of some aggressiveness kind of get back into Brooke and also Ella, who'd been kind of quiet. Your post player's been kind of quiet last few games, and they really showed up for you big in the second half especially.
Yeah, they did. They started controlling the boards. They broke to the basket. They were making some good passes mm-hmm. to the people that needed the ball. You know, so the post players really stepped it up in the third quarter, second half.
I know you'd probably like to get in another game before two more games before the Sterling tournament, but is it maybe not bad for you guys to have a week to get ready for Holcomb next Friday and then the Sterling tournament the following week?
I think it's actually good for us that we have another 4 games or 4 days of practice, so the girls can really focus on what we need to do, go through our offense, and just get those little things, be ready to shoot, that kind of stuff.
Once again, Coach Amy Felker joining me here. Lady Beavers drop one here tonight to a very good Hugoton team. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.